In a recent survey of Security Council members, only a minority of them were ready to approve a UN resolution authorizing the use of military force against Iraq. The Bush administration can count on Britain's vote. Prime Minister Tony Blair has been President Bush's chief ally in supporting the threat of military measures. From London, NPR's Guy Raz reports that Blair is building a coalition of European countries to support the U.S. position.
Up until last week, it appeared as if French President Jacques Chirac carried the mantle of the political mainstream in Europe when it came to Iraq. At a bilateral meeting with German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, Chirac declared military action an admission of failure.
La France et l'Allemagne, en présidence successive.
Germany and France hold the same opinion about this crisis, Chirac told reporters. We believe that any decisions belong to the UN Security Council. And for us, war is an admission of failure, and it is always the worst solution. Europe's position looked solid, and Tony Blair looked isolated, or was he? At the end of last week, the British leader managed to shake European solidarity by spearheading an open letter of support for the U.S.
There may be people who think it's somehow a good way of proceeding that we drift apart. It isn't. The only people that will ever gain from America and Europe coming apart are the people who do not have the interests of either Europe or America truly at heart.
Neither France nor Germany was invited to join the eight other nations that signed the letter. Philip White, an analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit, says Blair managed to pull something off that his predecessors failed to do, go around France and Germany.
Traditionally, the political leadership of the EU has been taken by France. France traditionally has bullied Germany into deferring to French interests, while the UK has stood aside and simply not played the European game. Since Blair has come to power, he's played a far more clever game than his conservative predecessors, and he's been far more adept at building alliances with other European countries to push UK interests in Europe.
Blair's been derided in some papers here for acting as America's foreign minister, but Philip White says that Blair's is no longer the lone voice. European enlargement makes it easier for Blair to find kindred spirits in places like Romania, whose foreign minister Mircea Joana spoke in Washington this week.
Europe and America come together to confront and defeat the great 20th century evils of Nazism and communism. And we will come together to defeat the tyrant in Baghdad. He cannot and will not be allowed to undermine the historical ties between U.S. and Europe.
Romania and several other Eastern European states are set to release their own letter of solidarity with the United States later today. According to The Economist's Philip White, the letter from the original eight that appeared last week was targeted at France.
This was a reminder that some of the old dynamics of the European game are changing, and that as Eastern European countries are admitted to the EU, the traditionally anti-American position which France tends to adopt will not necessarily find favor in an enlarged membership of 25 countries.
Julie Smith, director of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, acknowledges that the Chirac-Schroeder stance represents wide public opinion throughout Europe. But, she says, Blair's carefully crafted Euro-Atlantic alliance has gained him the upper hand, an upper hand that will eventually force France to change its position.
One imagines the likely scenario is that by the 14th of February, the French might actually be willing to come on board and allow a second UN resolution, which would change the dynamics considerably.
But Smith adds that by cloaking himself in the mantle of the new Europe, Blair may suffer serious domestic consequences. She notes that given the strong opposition to war here, Blair would be thrown out of office tomorrow if he himself was up for re-election. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.